Hello, welcome back to the Two DJs One House podcast with myself, Dale Pendlebury, and my co-host here, Barclay Wood.
Hello.
Oh, good. I thought you weren't there for a minute.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh shit! Has this happened again?
Hello.
Is his hearing aids turned off because he's so old?
Hello. Hello.
That took you a second to get it.
Oh God. So mean.
So just to kick the show off, what do you think our rap names would be? Like if we were rappers, what would they be?
You'd be Skinny D.
Oh no!
Oh, no, I didn't realise. Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, thanks, Barclay.
Skinny
I'm really
D.
conscious about that.
We could call you Brockwurst. Those big, you know, those big like hot dog sausages you get in a jar. Bockwurst. MC Bockwurst.
Okay, oh Jesus Christ. And what would you be?
I don't know, mate. I'll probably be Lord Thumbbeard.
Lord Thumbbeard. It's true, because you do actually look like a thumb with a beard.
I do, don't I?
It's really weird. And like you said to me today, so you got, sorry, just very quickly, and then we'll go into intro. You said to me today, so you got a new phone today, and you were like, what's this stupid thing? And I was like, oh, that's how you make your own animated character. You're building it and you're like, this is stupid. And I was like, oh, what? And you're like, it doesn't have upside down ears.
It didn't,
but why would it?
I swear to God, I'm the only person I've ever known to have my ears the way. They don't even look weird until I point them out and you go, actually, that's really weird, mate.
Yeah. As a whole, it kind of works. But if you look at them individually, you're like, why is the photo upside down?
So they go in at the top and out at the bottom rather than everyone else's does the opposite.
Is that like, so when rain runs off of it, it goes out?
Yeah, I'm just streamlined, mate. I like to stand out in the rain.
Oh, God, what was his intro? Play the music. So I'd just like to apologise very quickly in case anyone can hear. It's absolutely tipping it down outside and it's really windy. So we keep hearing this noise. It's not going to do it now, is it? So that is right by me. And if you can hear it throughout, then that's what it is. We're not out on a ship or something.
Yeah, we haven't got broken microphone leads like the other week. Like.
Oh, yeah. So, again, so just to start the podcast off, I wanted to... just tell everybody about something quite exciting that's happening at the moment. It's actually already out, but not by the time we're recording this, so we're pretending it is. We've got a track out this Friday, Friday the 13th.
Spooky. Ooh. More spooky stuff.
Yeah, so hopefully lucky for us, not unlucky. we've got the track out on Friday. This goes out on the Monday, so it definitely will be out by the time you listen to this. It's called Be With You.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's called Be With You. Oh.
I got really excited.
Barclay loves the track more than I do, apparently.
Oh, I do. The bass line just makes me go, ugh.
Well, go on, play a little clip now.
Go on, then. Don't feel right. Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, it's sexy.
Yeah. So, God, Barclay's literally in love with the song.
Love it.
So, anyway, so we just thought we'd talk very briefly about kind of what happened there in the process with it. Maybe we'll bring Becky on at some point to talk about it next week or something.
Yeah.
So the way that we kind of worked with that was we were sat down writing a track and then we were like, hey, me. It was like, it wasn't quite the same. It was just like a little off at the end. And I swear it's on my phone somewhere.
Yeah, you had to sing it.
I sang it on my phone really and then funny. I was like, oh, well, what do you think of this? And you're like, mate, just sing that. I was like, oh, mate, okay. So I just went behind the little studio thing into the mic booth and I sang it. And then we sent it off to Becky Grinham, who did Rain On Me with us.
Yes.
So, and did, you know, other songs as well. Sorry, Becky. Anyway, so we did this track and we sent her me going to her and we're like, can you just make that sound good?
It's all auto-tune and stuff. There wasn't even really a song with it.
Just to confirm, mine was auto-tune, not Becky's.
No, not Becky.
Becky's wasn't
shit,
at all.
No. Oh my God. You don't even have to move it, do you? Like, it's no. Just bang on most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, she's so good. Like, there's... If you work with singers, you obviously get a range of how good people are.
Yeah.
Some people have like a really nice tone but can't always hit the note. Some people are the other. Some people have mixed. And Becky just sends stuff across and we're just like, we don't even need to touch that in terms of pitch. We just literally just put some like EQs and compressor stuff on there, but literally that is it.
It's mad. Like when you've played me, when she sent back in lightning speed like she always does all the vocals and stuff, and you've played them on your phone just checking out the files, and I'll come in and I'll go... Oh, that's a really good rip you got of that, isn't it? So I think it's Becky's just sent it. It's like, sounds bang on most of the time, doesn't
it? It's really good, yeah. It's only literally like the odd note here or there that we just tweak, and it's not off, it's just we just want to make it
perfectionist.
Yeah. Anyway, so that track's out. We've got another surprise in a couple of weeks' time to do with it.
That's
going to be really loud to everyone else.
I'm going
to
loop
that.
So put
the mic in my mouth. Oh, yeah. So if you could please go stream it, search In House Be With You or In House Be With You, Becky Grinham, whatever, any of that kind of stuff will come up on streaming services. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook and all that. And support our stuff if you can, please, because we really appreciate the support.
Oh, that would be marvellous. Thank you so much.
Anyway, so moving on now that we've done the advert. Everyone's tuned out now. No one's even here because we just chatted about our own stuff. You know, last week we did the nipple facts.
Yeah, I love that, actually. That was quite weird, but good.
Yeah, I thought it was good as well. So I thought this week I could do some teeth facts.
Oh, my God. This is becoming a thing.
Yeah, so this is Dale's Interesting Teeth Facts. It always is the same tune.
How do I make a tune out of that?
It sounds like all the other ones just really badly sung.
I'll just put it over the top of the other one. What was it?
The other one.
The other one.
I'll just put it on top of the other one.
Oh my God, I fully brain farted as I was speaking then. Put it in the other one.
Right, so did you know this about your teeth? The enamel on the top surface of your tooth is the hardest part of your entire body.
Just matches how hard I am, like, anyway, isn't it, mate?
Oh, I wonder what that thing was on your lap.
I thought you were smuggling acorns.
The human mouth contains more bacteria than there are people on Earth.
Jeez.
Jesus. Taste buds. Oh, in fact, how long do you think taste buds last for?
What do you mean, like a lifetime or how long?
Yeah, their lifetime.
They last until you die, don't they?
No. So taste buds have a lifespan of about 10 days and take about 1 to 2 weeks to regenerate.
God, that explains all my previous relationships.
The tooth is the only part of the body that can't heal itself.
Oh. Poor it's thing.
Really sad.
Isn't it? Poor little tooth.
Poor teeth.
You can only see 1/3 of your tooth. The other 2/3 is hidden in your gums.
Jeez.
2/3?
Oh, massive long roots and that.
Yeah.
My roots go deep.
Did you know this about flossing? When you don't floss, you miss cleaning roughly 35% of your tooth surface.
Oh.
Whoa. Flossing can extend your life expectancy up to how many years?
I don't know, probably about 10 minutes. If you floss in front of me, I'll give you a slap, like, it's a really bad craze. Do you want about for the flossing dance, mate?
No, for God's sake. Can you imagine?
How many dabs does it take to keep your teeth in?
Flossing can extend your life expectancy up to 6 years.
Can it?
Because it reduces the chances of infectious diseases and can even prevent heart attacks.
My God.
I didn't know it could prevent heart attacks. Whoa.
Flush your teeth or you're going to get a heart attack, mate. Flush your teeth.
Flush them down the toilet. Don't need them anyway. 73% of Americans would rather go grocery shopping than floss.
Of course they would.
But they like doing their teeth because they all have nice teeth.
Whereas
sure. Surely we'd be the ones. Okay, and then finally, I've got more fun facts about teeth, and then this is the last segment here. The average woman smiles how many times a day?
Once.
Barkley. 62 times.
Oh.
While a man smiles how many times?
Twice.
Why do you think no one smiles?
Three times a lady.
The average woman smiles 62 times a day, while men only smile 8 times a day.
Oh, that's why women cheer up the world with smiling.
Oh, you regain some respect.
I was just digging my way out of my earlier comments.
50% of people claim that a person's smile is the first feature they notice about a person.
Oh, it's true though, isn't it? It lights up a room. You know, you walk in smiling and everyone's, hello. You walk in looking glum and... You know.
Mate, that's just really gross.
You telling me to smile, mate?
What's wrong with you?
You're some kind of like sick person or something.
Have you got feelings now? Mice always gnaw or nibble on things because their teeth never stop growing. The gnawing helps file down their teeth.
Oh.
Bruv. So does that mean they don't have any like sensitive bit in there? Because what if like you just kept going? Then
because like, I had a pet rabbit and they had to cut his teeth and stuff. And it's like, it makes me feel weird thinking about cutting his teeth. And like, but the rabbits are the same. They keep growing, growing.
How do you know when to trim them?
Because they start looking really extra goofy.
Can they feel it if it's like a certain way up?
Yeah, because if they're too long, they sort of curl over and stuff and they become uncomfortable and they can't eat properly. So you have to cut them.
Trying to eat with teeth that curl over your chin.
Yeah, literally. They would do if you left them. Like beavers.
Oh, what about butthead? On average, people spend around 38 days in his or her lifetime brushing their teeth.
Oh my God, 38 days?
No. Jesus Christ, what's going on? Anyway, so there you go. We found out some beautiful teeth facts there.
Thanks, man.
It's just really educational, this show. We literally have no listeners left. This is what it's resorted to. If you'd asked us a year ago when we were talking about loads of cool shit going on, if you'd have said in a year's time you're going to be saying 30 facts about teeth on the podcast, you'd be like, get screwed. We'd have ended it by that point.
What has happened? We'd have ended it. Just like, kill yourself, mate.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's really sad and depressing.
I didn't mean that. Like, don't do that. It's not nice.
Dale, interesting teeth facts. Mate, you've dug too many holes now.
You're so tired today.
And it's going to be difficult to refill those anyway.
I think I'm just overtired, Dale. I think I just need to like sleep, have a little nap for a minute.
Well, should we just bring the mood down for a split second?
Yeah, come on.
And just play the next theme tune.
Boring things that we did this week.
So, mate, this week, the boring thing that I did.
Yeah.
I had a few bits of furniture delivered. So I had lots of large boxes in my house. I moved them and took the biggest box downstairs. I missed the last step and pretty much fell into the box head first. I launched myself forwards and the box just went against the wall and I just went catapulting over it. And if I didn't put my arm down, I'd have just fallen in.
Imagine if you got posted off and stuff. Like.
Bro in, post me off, my roommate.
The PDP guy turns up with another parcel and thinks, oh,
PDP? You mean DPD?
PDP.
The PDP. PDP.
PDP.
You know when Pedo Pete turns up.
Yeah, you know. You've got to look out for him.
That's the most ridiculous.
You got to look out for him. PDP. In his van.
Hey, man, it's PDP.
Just throwing sweets out the window, like.
We've really built this section up now. Sorry, let's just bring it back.
Mate,
it's just meant to be the boring bit, not the funny bit.
Oh, sorry, okay.
So what's the boring thing you did this week, mate?
Well, this week I brought a new toaster and kettle set.
Is that it?
That's it, mate.
That is the lowest of lows now. That's the shittest it's ever been.
I really like it though. It's a really,
really
good
boring
set.
So that was that. You got A star for that, mate.
Oh, thanks. Do I win the boring thing?
Do I win? Quickly just play the theme tune and get us out of this.
Well, that was boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate, it really was.
Boring things that we did this week.
So, you know, a lot of people have been having flu jabs and stuff lately.
Yeah.
So So it reminded me of this time I had a flu jab. It was like probably one of the most embarrassing and unsuccessful days I've had in my life.
Why? What happened?
Well, basically...
How old were you?
I must have been 16.
Okay, so you're like a young adult.
Yeah, so I had a little motorbike and that. I was like 16. And I'd just gone and had a flu jab. So I was going on a date in a couple of hours with this girl that I just met. So I was going on a date in the cinema. So I went up on my motorbike.
Wait, I think I know. And you can't move your arm to put around her.
No.
Oh, no, Mickey, sorry. Just carry on.
That's
ignore
even
me.
Worse, mate.
You couldn't get a boner.
Yeah, they stopped at the age of 12, mate. Like, I've been
sorry,
really
carry
sad
on with your story. What am I doing?
I don't know. You're hijacking my boners.
That sounds weird.
That's so weird. Can we call this episode Hijacking Boners?
Yes.
Hijacking a boner.
This is going to be the most disgusting title ever. Let's do it. Hijacking boners. Dale hijacking Barclay's boner.
Oh no!
Oh, no.
No way!
That's horrific.
I'm not.
It's so disgusting.
I can't even think about it, never even type it.
Oh my god. Oh no. So,
that's probably like better than my story, to be honest.
What, me hijacking your. This is too much.
What are we chatting?
I'm sorry, just very quickly before you say the story, we spoke to someone the other week who had said that they were listening to our podcast.
Oh,
hi Ray, we love you Ray. And and Ray told Barclay, oh yes. Sorry Ray, this is the voice I'm giving
is that
you.
Ray's voice?
Oh yes, so oh yes, so I was listening to your podcast whilst I was lying in bed and it got to that bit when you were talking about poo and I had to turn it off.
Sorry, Ray.
Oh no, it wasn't poo. It was sleeping with your parents.
Oh, that was a bit like tickling your dad's ear and stuff.
And I had to turn it off. So I'm really sorry about the section you just listened to.
Yeah,
that's
sorry,
like
Ray.
A weirdly sexual thing and you work with us.
Oh no, poor Ray.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so your story.
I forgot even what was going on about it. Oh yeah, I had the flu jab. So I'm going on this date. So I park up my motorbike in the local little shopping centre. It's getting to about 7-8 o'clock at night, something like that.
Yeah.
And I go over and I'm sitting down on this date watching this movie. It's going all right, kind of thing.
Yeah. Did your arm hurt when it was done?
Not so much, no, but like, I think about halfway into the film, I suddenly started feeling really weird. So I was like, oh no. So I was like, I'm just going to the toilet. So I went to the toilet. It's like, mate, both ends. I was really ill. I was sweating. I was like,
oh no.
Because it gives you a little bit of flu, doesn't it? The jab thing gives you a little, so you get immune to it. So I was just like full on, just like sweating, lying down, just coming out of both ends in the toilet.
Oh no.
It was disgusting. I was in there for about half an hour, I swear. I came out and things were really
you
awkward.
Must have stung.
It was weird. I just looked like I'd been ruined. Like,
you go to the cinema with her, you leave, you come back 10 minutes later.
Half an hour later.
Oh, half
probably.
An hour later. And it looks like you've got royally destroyed and gone to a hooker's club.
Yeah, literally.
Come back in.
Hooker's club.
With what?
What's one of them?
You know, those hooker's clubs down the street. You come back with your tie undone. You come back with scruffy hair. You just wet everywhere.
Pockets inside out.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I've just been in the toilet.
I know, it's really embarrassing and awkward as fuck. Like,
did you tell her what happened?
I just said I didn't feel too well. I just had a jab, so I didn't feel too well. In the toilet doing heroin. Like,
what did she say? Was she just like, oh, okay?
It just made things really weird. It was odd, and it kind of like made the date a bit weird, you know? So I kind of left. We went our separate ways, and I went home. And I went to go and get my motorbike. Right,
there's more. Oh, okay.
So I'm walking across the shopping precinct car park thing. It's getting a bit late now, but there's a fucking fire engine there. It's like this old commercial. I was going, oh, what's going on here? Yeah, nice one, mate. Yeah. It's my bike had just fallen over. It's standard broken. It was only a little 50cc thing, like,
oh, no.
And it fell into a BMW motorbike, a really expensive one. There was like petrol everywhere. The fire brigade were there putting like sawdust down and shit.
Oh God! Did it actually catch on fire?
No, but they were just because of all the petrol everywhere. There was a guy stood next to where the motorbikes were, and he was like, "Well, you look at the other guys in a good mood because he just like his bike was all right and he went off like."
Whoa.
He had this really expensive BMW bike. It's a really
Whose
nice
fault
one.
Is that on insurance?
I don't know. Probably me for having a shit bike.
But like, you're not on it when it does it.
No,
so I wonder
weird,
how some insurance
it?
Would even deal with that. So
pretty interesting question, and totally not something to talk about on the podcast because it's actually boring.
Me, you snap the crutch off as well.
Me, you snap the crutch off.
How did you park it?
I had to try and get it home with no clutch.
Sorry.
Grinding
through
the gears.
I just realised what we're talking about. This whole podcast is like the shittest of shit chat we've ever done. We've spoken about teeth. Falling in a box, getting a kettle and a cooker thing, and now you're talking about the time your bike fell on the floor.
I shit myself and the bike fell on the floor. Scraping the barrel.
Oh, God. Jesus. What even is... Is that the end of your story?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's just I didn't know if you had a third surprise of the story, but it's a funny story.
Riding home with no clutch was a nightmare. It was about 10 miles.
No clutch, yeah.
Beep, doop, doop, boom.
Well, as we were just doing a bit of singing there,
yes.
I thought maybe the next section we could do something that we did in a previous show, and I thought we'd bring it back for a part two.
Do you want to sing again, Dale?
No, I want you to.
Oh, no. I can't sing.
If you had to make up a song to explain to someone what that certain artist sounds like, how would you do Celine Dion? Ready, go.
My heart goes on.
She doesn't sound anything like that. You made her sound like a cowboy. That's not even like a cowboy.
I was trying to make my neck really long so I look the same.
Oh, bless.
I couldn't do it. Do you know like Cluedo? Don't you think?
What?
If you ever played Cluedo,
yeah.
Do you know like Miss Scarlet?
No.
From Cluedo, the neck and the head.
It looks like Celine Dion.
I love Celine Dion, mate.
Yeah, I know, but she looks like a Cluedo character.
Shall I do... Cluedo Dion.
Cluedo Dion.
So, this is how I would do it, ready?
Okay.
Can you please put some reverb on this?
It's your finger. You're doing the boop did a boop thing with your fingers.
Oh, I'm really getting into that one. The Pogues.
Hey, you scumbag! Happy Christmas.
Why are you rhyming with that?
I don't know.
You scumbag, happy Christmas. Two words you'd never put together. You scumbag, happy Christmas. Oh my God. Well, that was an interesting one.
Sorry, that's got disappointing, wasn't it?
Adele.
Oh no.
I'd love to hear your Adele.
I can't even do it. I can't hear any notes.
What was that?
I can't whine enough to be it.
Adele, how she's really, she's got like big lungs. No, Barclay.
I never noticed, mate.
She's really thin now.
I know, but she's still got lungs.
She's really thin, mate, and you know that thin people don't have lungs.
Well, you know.
There's going to be some kid listening to this being like, mate, I listened to this podcast last night, and did you know that when you lose weight...
your lungs get smaller.
You lose your lungs?
Tells his science teacher at school. Sir, no, I think you'll find when you slim down, your lungs get smaller, mate. So I'm gonna run a marathon next week, so I'm gonna eat loads of junk food and that and get bigger so my lungs grow, right?
Something you would do. Right, next person, James Brown.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry for three people that we've just called to have a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Three people. I knew it was going
to
be three.
Listen to it in bed. Wow!
Oh no, that was a laugh.
That was like Michael Jackson.
That was your
again.
Michael Jackson. What about The Offspring? That's going to be really good. It's not at all, is it? Right, the police.
You don't have to put on your red light. Those days are over. You don't have to say about it to the light.
You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
Why does he do that?
Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
Does he put on that accent?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Why does he do that?
That's when Sting was really in his element, like.
All right, super fan over there.
Right, so I think we better, like, I'd do another section or something because I've got a bit weird.
Okay, go on then. Roll the theme tune.
Right, here we go. Music facts. Right, so I've got some shitty but mildly interesting music facts for you again.
Way to sell it.
Theme tune says it all.
Yeah. Fact number one.
Right, so in 2015, 1,000 musicians played Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters together in the town of Cesena, Italy.
In where?
Cesena.
Cesena.
Cesena, Italy.
Eh, Cesena. What? I made it sound like Borat.
That was a really good Italian accent. I like that, Dale.
Made him sound like Borat. Well, that was interesting. What's the next one?
Well, I didn't even finish the fact,
oh,
mate.
Oh, me. Hurry up, then.
Well, I was just so impressed with your Italian impression. I just like, lost my
it
way
It was
a bit.
Good, I have to say.
I know. So not only did 1,000 musicians play Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters together in the town of Cesena, Italy.
Yeah.
Right? But it was in an effort to get them to come to the town to play for them.
Oh, did it work?
Yes, the band came and played and they responded and they opened with that song. I couldn't even speak then, could I?
You got so excited about the thought of seeing Foo Fighters.
They even opened with that song, obviously. Like.
Ah.
So it was quite nice, wasn't it?
That is a nice
thing.
They
did a 27-song set.
It makes sense, but from... Wow, that's a long set. It makes sense from Foo Fighters' point of view because the video did so well and they were trying to do that because I've seen the video on Facebook.
It's good, isn't it?
And it did so well that if they then went there, it would make the news again. So they're getting free publicity.
Exactly.
So even if it was for like 10,000 people, the publicity's worth more than that. As well as it's a nice thing to do for them and they'll appreciate it.
I'm just selfish pricks.
But from a business point of view, it makes sense as well.
Yeah, so it's quite clever, mate, actually.
They definitely did that, yeah. Next one, go on. That was a good one.
Okay, so...
You started strong, dear.
I like the Foo Fighters, you know.
So do I.
So this one's a bit of a darker setting. So this one's about slaves, basically.
Oh Jesus Christ. From Foo Fighters to slaves.
From Foo Fighters to slaves, we do it like this.
Okay, well, be careful what you say here.
Of course, mate. Pure empathy all the way from me. So slaves were forbidden from owning musical instruments as they were used to communicate, so they weren't allowed to have them, see?
No.
Yeah.
What?
You used to communicate with each other through
they
music
got a mouth.
And stuff.
Well, so did you just chop off their mouths?
Probably they weren't allowed to talk and stuff, but they used to get beaten for
my
talking
God.
And that, weren't they? It was really savage back in the day.
As if you were there.
As if I was
oh,
there.
Oh, mate, I have to tell you, it was really savage back in the day. Anyway, carry on.
It was. Congo Square in New Orleans was the only place slaves were allowed to play and gather together every Sunday to trade, sing, dance, and play music.
Whoa.
So that was the birth of jazz.
Jazz?
In New Orleans. That's when jazz was born in New Orleans.
I love jazz music.
Yes. That's where it was all born, my man.
Whoa.
How beautiful is that?
I love a good bit of jazz music.
Oh.
Jazz music.
Jazz.
Romance in disguise.
Jazz music. Optimus Prime playing a fucking lute or something. That's not even a jazz instrument. It's not even a jazz
instrument.
That's
what people do to shops.
Playing a didgeridoo.
Do you mean flutes? Not lutes. Okay, anyway, sorry, was that your story?
Yeah, so that was another musical
story.
Fact,
sorry. Third fact, these are good.
Okay, all right. A Norwegian comedian wanted to prove that songs could become club hits without making any sense. So he collected random words and names in Spanish, a language he did not speak, as lyrics and added cliche saxophones and accordion mixes. The song charted across Europe, reaching number one in some places.
For God's sake, I kind of want to hear it.
So do I. It's
did it say what the song's called?
No.
Oh, that's annoying. Did it say what year that was?
No.
I could have just made it up, like...
Right, that's funny, is because at the beginning of the podcast, Buckley was like, in my shitty music facts, don't ask me what year any of this was. I was like, no, yeah, I won't do it. I just deliberately asked you to make you look like a dick.
Totally railroaded, like, for fuck's sake.
Oh, sorry.
I should do a bit more research, to be honest, but, you know, just...
I can't be arsed. This doesn't mean much to me. We don't get enough viewers to pay, so it's all for free. So I'm only dedicating 10 minutes to each show.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Like, you know, when I start getting thousands of fan letters, then I might start doing a bit of research.
Wait, you haven't yet?
Oh, have you?
Yeah, they all keep going, can you get that guy off of the podcast? He's shit. The old guy who just can't remember anything or say anything properly in that episode.
Yeah, the old guy that never does any fucking research. Like.
Oh, slagging you off now.
All right.
Well, that was really nice. And I'd just like to make a quick apology at the end here for if you did hear any blowings of wind.
Blowings of wind.
Blowings of wind.
Browing of wind.
Browing of wind. Oh, that's, I imagine him farting in his dressing gown flying. Yeah, so I do apologise about that, because it has actually got worse outside, hasn't it?
Oh, mate, it's getting loud, isn't
you
it?
You see like? It's getting really loud. Oh, Jesus.
Wait, is that a cow just flying past the window?
No, it was.
Oh, shit, there's another one! What's going on?
So weird.
Oh, there's a car flying past the window, mate.
That's the Tesco delivery truck. Other Tesco delivery drivers are available. Sorry.
Sponsored by Sainsbury's. Other Sainsbury's are available in Tesco's.
Whoa, he's getting so loud.
Mate,
Jesus.